I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Automatic speed detection cameras crank up in San Francisco. Local governments weigh in on AI. Bay Area leaders demand justice in a West Bank killing. And groundwater gets some congressional attention. Beginning 12:01 a.m. Tuesday, San Francisco will start issuing civil speeding penalties using 33 automatic speed detection cameras across the city. The move follows a 60-day trial when an average of 250 speeding events were recorded per camera. 70% of the vehicles that received a warning during the trial period did not speed past a camera again. Fines will start at $50 for low-speed violations and rise up to $500 for high-speed racers. Low-income drivers may qualify for discounts or do community service instead of paying the fines. The community group Walk San Francisco said that 42 people were killed in traffic crashes in San Francisco in 2024, the highest number since 2007. Last week, Napa County supervisors debated the use of AI by county employees and contractors, but delayed a decision to allow its use. A proposed policy would ban using county credentials on public AI tools, entering sensitive data into AI services, or using unapproved AI services on county devices and networks. Greg Bone, the county's interim chief security information officer, urged the board to pass the policy so the executive office could begin addressing a backlog. He said AI would be used for project management, calendar scheduling, and writing reports. Supervisor Belia Ramos said the county's IT policy has not been updated since 2001 and suggested revising the IT, security, and AI policies altogether. By 2023, 2% of local governments in the U.S. were using AI, according to a survey by Bloomberg Philanthropies, but more than two-thirds were exploring its potential. Bay Area lawmakers and human rights activists condemned the killing of a Palestinian passenger who was detained at San Francisco International Airport and sent back to the West Bank. Audra Hatheline was an English teacher and father of three who collaborated on the Oscar-winning 2025 documentary No Other Land. The film details violence perpetrated by Israelis occupying parts of the West Bank as they remove residents from their homes and build on land that's not theirs in violation of international law. Hatheline was allegedly shot by one of the Israeli settlers who engaged in such acts. Hatheline had been granted a visa to travel to the U.S. in June to speak at conferences. U.S. Representative Latifa Simon of Oakland said Hatheline had been traveling to her district for a multicultural faith dialogue. Simon called on the U.S. Department of State to explain why he was denied entry and called for a full investigation into the killing. At a press conference last week, standing on the site of a former solid waste landfill in South San Francisco, U.S. Representative Kevin Mullen called on lawmakers to address the hidden threat of groundwater contamination on infrastructure and public health. Groundwater is rain that drips through the topsoil and pools in the cavities of underground rock formations. It's held in place by layers of soil and the weight of the ocean pressing against shores and levees. But as the ocean rises, salt water leaches into the soil. It mixes with groundwater and swells upward, soaking up any contaminants in the topsoil and lifting them to the surface, potentially damaging building foundations and contaminating drinking water. Mullen was promoting a bipartisan bill he proposed in Congress, the Groundwater Rise and Infrastructure Preparedness Act. It would direct the U.S. Geological Survey to map and forecast groundwater rise through the year 2100. The public information would help local communities accurately design location-specific engineering solutions to the problem. And in Sausalito, if you're a chili cooking chef, don't forget to register for this year's chili cook-off. It'll take place on Saturday, September 20th in Dumphy Park and includes prizes. There's a pepper eating contest. Find the registration page under the Parks and Recreations tab at sausalito.gov. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.